Hi there. I'm Chris, and this is my wonderful wife, Camille. Thank you for joining us once more at Believers Academy. Today, we will continue our study, Get Wisdom, It's the Principal Thing. We are now on our fourth lesson in this series, Trust God's Wisdom Above All Else. Camille, did you know that God's wisdom is better than our research?
That's right, Chris. His wisdom is highly creative, and you can trust it for ideas and concepts that will guide you in the right direction. Before we get started, don't forget about the free downloads available for you right there under this video. And if you miss an important point, or if you just want to hear it again, you can go back or pause so you can get it all. Well, how about we get this lesson started? Grab your pen and paper and get ready, because Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston have much to share.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you today. We open our eyes, our hearts, our minds, our ears for revelation from heaven, your wisdom, your ways of doing things, higher ways, higher words. And we thank you and we praise you for it. By faith, we believe, we receive insight, information, and concept of heaven's way of being a success all the time. In Jesus' name, amen. Bill, God bless you. You know, we're talking about going to God. When we closed yesterday, we were talking about somebody in a chronic situation, just staying the same way over and over and over and over and over. And over the years, I've spent in times with situations that I'd have flat didn't know what to do. I never faced certain situations before, and I didn't know what to do about it. And I know what I was doing wasn't working. One of the areas that's the most tragic, Bill, is in the raising of children. And just raising my child the way my parents raised me, and it's a funny thing, I got the same problems that they had with me.
Now, you know this lady, I tell this story. And this lady had just gotten married. Her husband was observing her cooking. And she cut the end off the roast, put it in the pot, put it in the oven. I was going to ask her, why'd you cut the end off that
roast? She did it every time.
Yeah, she did that every time. And he said, she said, I don't know. Mama did that. So let me call and find out. Called Mama. Said, Mama, why did you cut the end off your roast? Well, you put it in the pot, put it in the oven. Baby, I don't know. Big Mama did that.
So we're three generations.
Don't call Big Mama. Why did you cut the end off the roast to put it in the pot before you put it in the oven? Oh, baby, I did that because the pot was too small.
But now she still doesn't. You know what? The thing that caused Big Mama to have to do that is because she didn't have money enough to get a bigger
pot.
She had to make this thing work. But now, even though the granddaughter has a bigger pot, she's still practicing poverty.
As a tradition.
Now, people do that in religion, and they just keep doing it this way because that's the way we do it, and you know, and so failure is just built into the thing.
Do you realize that wisdom, 99% of the time, creates a new path? It never takes the path that is usually already there. It creates another path.
Praise God.
It creates another
path. It does.
Yes, it does.
Wisdom. Now, there's a difference between wisdom and information.
Yes, yes.
Only 3% of the college graduates are considered successful in life.
That's
3%. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Now, why? The stuff they've been taught doesn't work. You can give someone all the right information, all the right numbers and all that, and you know, you crunch all them numbers and all that and all that and all that. But without the wisdom of God, you don't know what to do with them. The wisdom of God is God's insight into how to use knowledge.
There's a scripture here that says, he says, wisdom, verse 7 of Proverbs chapter 4, wisdom is a principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding.
Understanding is what the thing is after.
When you take away, let's say you're a symbol, you have an engine, and you break it down because you're going to clean this engine out, and then you're going to put it back together. Well, you clean it out and put it back together. Now you try to start it, whether it be a lawnmower or a car, and it won't start. Well, now, all the parts are in there, but it won't start. Now I call for a representative from the company. He comes out properly instructed, takes it, sees that you've got the bungee string here in the wrong place, you need to tighten that, so forth. He does it. He said, try it now. Run. Yeah. Now notice, I had knowledge, but that knowledge wasn't put together right to give me wisdom. Wisdom is a result of all that knowledge and parts that I
have. Praise God. Now I'm going to introduce something here. Lord, help me. Y'all pray with me now and help me so I can righteousness has been so religiously used that it's almost lost its impact and what it really is. Righteous is just an old usage of the word right. Now, that engine, once you got it right, it ran right.
You can use it.
Now stay with me now. We have been, he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. We have been born again, and our spirit being is right. It works right. It's got all of the right parts in it. The spiritual DNA is God's DNA. It is exactly like Jesus.
Got it.
Now, his right way of doing things works right every time. He knows, and Jesus shed his blood for us to get the grace to have all that knowledge. Let's look at John 16 chapter. Stay with me and believe God with me now, because this is revelation and insight. 13th verse, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. Well, now he's come, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
He will. Say, he will.
He will.
He will guide me into all truth. Now, we had to think about, well, yes, no, that's the Bible. Yes, it's the Bible. But, see, there was a true way to put that engine together.
Mm.
There was a truth about that engine. And that engine had been worked with and redesigned and worked with until they got it
right.
Right. Mm. So now, in that condition, that's a righteous engine because it's running right. It's doing fully what it was intended to do. Mm-hmm. Now, that's truth about that. Now, we're bringing divine, absolute truth into this temporal world.
God knows everything there is to know. He knows how to make the best biscuit that ever been made. He knows how to cook. He knows how to clean. He knows how to work. He knows how to build. He knows how to create. And He's in you and me.
Goodness.
It's in there, man. We have an advantage that the world will bow its knee to if somebody will just get into it and let it flow.
To work right.
Righteous. Right.
Goodness. Got it.
Now, light. Not dark. Light.
Yeah.
Now, look at this. He will guide me into all truth. He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. He will show you things to come. He will glorify me. He will receive of mine. He will show it to me. All things the Father has are mine, Jesus said. Therefore, I said He will take of mine and He'll show it to you.
So we got a guarantee.
Everything that God has. Bill, I get into this, I can just hardly stand it, man. Because think what's in, it's in me right now. I don't have to wonder about it. It is in me right now. Now, the problem has been not with His ears hearing, with my ears hearing. And the problem with that is just not stopping, taking the time and say, sir, what's your wisdom about this situation?
Because it's right, and He'll get right results every time.
And it'll work right.
Every time.
Every time. It'll work right. And it'll do it without debt.
Do you know, that's exactly right. Do you know, I look at this whole picture because I did a little study on this. In Proverbs, a lot of times those three run together, knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Every time they run together.
Yeah.
And that this understanding, another word for it that we are familiar with is organization. Organized. And if you got a church with parts in the wrong place, then you won't get the right result. You got a person in the choir that can't sing, they should just be ushering. Then you got an usher that can't usher. And then they should be singing. So the singer is running off everybody in the church. And the usher is mean to folks as he sit them. So we need to switch that because they're in the wrong place. No wonder my thing ain't growing. And I'm saying it doesn't work right because the parts are in the wrong place.
We have the wrong idea of righteousness. Righteousness is knowing what's right and doing it, and then it works right. Amen. That's a business.
That's right.
Because, see, wisdom has the benefit of creative power, which is the blessing of the Lord.
Exactly.
If you ain't got the right parts, create the thing.
Well, let's talk about somebody here. George Washington
Carver. Oh, my hero. Yeah. Yeah.
Powerful. All right, now, what did he do? He didn't have a whole lot of advanced scientific apparatus to work with in his laboratory.
He didn't have any, Bill. Now he didn't have a whole lot.
He had a can over here. You know?
You remember in his autobiography, talking about when they opened up the science department at Tuskegee, and he came, and wasn't anything, just a big room. It was the science department, and he got some students. And they went out through town there in Tuskegee and went around in the back alleys behind stores and places, and they'd pick up a little bottle and they'd pick up another bottle that had a little different color to it, a little different size, and they had all different sizes of cans. They had 10 cans and bottles made up his lab.
300 products he made from a peanut. In that lab that he called God's Little Workshop.
And what happened?
And
all of the big scientists and the big companies come to him.
Every one of he had offers from Henry Ford. Now, he said, no, I'm called to the South to be able to help the economy of the South.
Now, you came from that same area.
Yes,
you
yes,
raised
I did.
In Tuskegee.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about how he influenced, his influence is there today.
It's there right
he
now.
He influenced that.
When I was a little kid in elementary school, they would take us up to the university, and they would take us on a track around his museum and everything that he did at least twice a year to get that into us, to let us see what this man did. And all the inventions they had him at that time, a peanut, face powder, children's crayons, everything. Because he asked God, what is the peanut for? I'm telling you, he said God opened it up for him and put it back together. Now, I was looking at news one time over in, when I was in South Africa recently, and I was looking at the business news. I look at the business, and as I'm looking at it, they had one of the Japanese CEO and chairman of one of the big companies in Japan. And he asked, he said, what is your biggest concern right now? He said, well, innovation. He said, innovation? He said, now, why is that? He said, it's not the innovation itself, it's just how much it costs to get there. He said, that is a huge chunk of our budget. He said, and it seems to be going up.
Take 5,000 people to figure out how to improve the clutch on a car. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So he's saying, as she said, and I thought about that. I thought about Carver. And one of the things I put down here is that one of the things that wisdom has is wisdom has creative ability. Wisdom brings you into that ideas, concepts, and insights.
Well, that's supposed to be our advantage.
This is our advantage, I'm telling you. We're supposed to be that arm that Paul talked about, that the manifold wisdom of God will come through the church, Ephesians 3:10.
That man, had he known it, could have had a one-man innovation department. One born-again, spirit-filled believer called into that department.
I'm telling you. I'm thinking about starting something myself called the Dream Center.
Yes, sir.
And just have people, and I'll take people from concept to market. I mean, their ideas come in, help them patent it. You know, just why? Because I want to get this body of Christ out front.
You know, I heard Keith Moore talking about this, and he and I discussed it. And you have, well, like the man you were talking about, and where you have a fellow that, like I heard one man say, he said, man, took me 9 months to buy a cell phone, or some months, whatever it was. Why? Well, he had to analyze every one of them, the battery life, the battery power,
yes,
data, you know, and all the memory and all the abilities. And then he's got to decide and wonder and decide and wonder. Well, Martha was troubled about many things, but Mary chose the one thing. Jesus said one thing is needful. Now, a wisdom-oriented person, which I've done this.
Yep.
You go before the Lord and you say, sir, you know, I've got opportunity for, you know me, and you know my, not only my needs, but my desires. Which one of those things would fit my need better than the other one? Now, there's not anything wrong with me looking up data and all, particularly for something I enjoy, but
let's get more productive than that.
I don't need 3, 4, 5 months to do it. I can do it in 3, 4, 5 minutes. All I need, like Martha, I need one thing. Lord, which one of them phones I need to get? This one? No, that one? Oh, that one. Okay, I get that one.
Now, Brother Cole, let me give you a good example of that. God gave me an idea of starting some kind of an entrepreneurial school, Christian for Christian people and so forth. So, okay, he said, now make it 9 months. said, okay, 9 months to have a child, okay. And then he said, get some people to do the research for you and put it together in detail. I said, okay. So I selected two of our people, and one of them, one of our members from had got a background from Harvard, and the other one from University of Chicago, okay? And both of them been in corporate and high up and so forth. So these are skilled and learned people, mm-hmm. okay? So they came, and I told them what the idea was. I said, go back, research, and just find out how long would it take you to come back to me with some kind of plan or strategic or strategy to get into this thing. They came back and said, Pastor, it's going to take anywhere from 10, 11, 12 months or something like that for us to really be able to put that together for you. I said, well, while you were gone, the Lord spoke to me. He said, you can do it in two. I said, two? They took the word of the Lord, went out, and things happened supernaturally, came back in 2 months, lock, stock, and barrel.
And when they did, they had what would work. They didn't have to wade through all that other stuff 3 or 4 or 5 months.
That's true.
They came out with a righteous plan. It worked.
Good.
Now, that's what was happening with Joseph.
That's right. That's right.
You remember now, this is just a little boy.
Yeah. Okay.
Just a little teenage kid. He had never done nothing.
Yeah.
But now he's running a man's ranch. He's running, working for a general in the army. He's running his farm, his ranch. He's made him wealthy, wealthy, wealthy. How do you know how to do that? He ain't never been to A&M. I mean, he don't know. Then he got put in prison. They turned the prison over to him. What did he know about running a prison?
And he ran that.
But the prison ran better than it ever had before. Why? Because it is now a righteous prison. God showed him what to do, so now it's running right. He didn't have to go through all of this trial and error and months and months. Just follow the Lord. There's going to be some things you have to adjust because you don't hear 100% most of the time.
Yeah.
But you just stay in faith. And the Lord said, no, you didn't do what I told you that. Do it like this. And he just kept doing that. He wound up prime minister of the most powerful nation on the planet. That's one of the problems with the presidency today we, in this nation. We've got a bunch of people that got all these plans and all of that stuff, and ain't nobody asked God nothing.
Yeah, we got to get back to wisdom. We got to get back to God. But you know, that's in education, that's in business, that's in everywhere.
Pastoring churches,
everything.
We're out of time.
So, what do you think? Isn't it wonderful to know that God wants to guide you into all wisdom? Remember the downloads right under the video. You can print out a quick study guide, leader's notes, and a confession to speak over your life. Now hurry back, because next time, Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston will finish up the final lesson of the series called God's Wisdom Will Turn Your Situation Around. Now that is exciting. I look forward to our next time together. Have a wonderful day, and remember, Jesus is Lord.